Wouldn't it be nice if you could take in a great concert for the whole family without paying an arm and a leg? Well, if you live in the Triad, you can practically take in a new show a week during Greensboro's Opus Concert Series. Best of all, it's brought to you free of charge by the Music Center at City Arts of the Greensboro Parks and Recreation Department. From small percussion ensembles and big bands to Philharmonia orchestras and woodwind quintets, Opus has you covered. The next concert is Thursday night, December 6th at 7 o'clock in War Memorial Auditorium, 1921 West Lee Street, with the Greensboro Oratorio Singers and a performance of Handel's Messiah. Jay Lambeth conducts. Admission is free and donations are appreciated. Opus 2012-13 runs all the way through May. Music Center Director Jennifer Hance dropped by recently to fill us in. When you see the name Jay O. Lambeth, it's almost synonymous with singers in the Greensboro area, and he leads the Greensboro Oratorio Singers.
And they will actually be presenting their annual presentation of Handel's Messiah at that particular concert in December.
That's been going on for years and years. Is it a sing-along for the big chorus at the end or no?
People usually stand up and a lot of people do start singing.
You can't keep a good singer down. All right, so that's the Greensboro Oratorio Singers. Saturday, December 15th, it's the Greensboro Youth Chorus, and Ann Doyle has done such a wonderful job with that group. Nana Wolf-Hill, also conducting?
Yes, Nana conducts Jubilate, which is the youngest choir within the Greensboro Youth Chorus family.
Okay, and this is another event for kids as well.
Yes, we will also be collecting the Fox 8 Gift for Kids, new and unwrapped toys at that concert as well.
I've heard the group. They sound wonderful. What's Ann's background?
Ann's been conducting that group for 25 years now. So she started, she's the founding director for the Greensboro Youth Chorus, and she's really helped see that group grow and mature into the great ensemble it is today.
And from Youth Chorus, the Philharmonia of Greensboro is back on Sunday, February 3rd in Burr Mill Clubhouse with the Pillow Pops concert, and this has been an ongoing tradition.
Yes, the Pillow Pops concert we do every year. It's a family-friendly concert. We often call it our kitty concert, and it's a place for people to come and bring their children dressed in their pajamas and bring their blankets and pillows and sit down on the floor and just enjoy a good concert. And we'll also be joined with the dancers from the dance project, the School at City Arts, for that event as well.
What kind of dance?
They are going to do a variety of stuff. You might see a little ballet. You might see a little jazz. They're going to do a little variety for us this year.
Definitely a family-friendly concert,
yes,
as all these are, and that's Sunday, February 3rd, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Burr Mill Clubhouse in Greensboro. Greensboro Big Band coming up on Thursday, February 14th, a 6:30 start at Burr Mill Clubhouse, and that's Mike Day conducting.
Yes, the Greensboro Big Band does a Valentine's concert each year, and we're really excited. We usually do it on a Sunday, but this year we went ahead and did it on Valentine's Day, so it's a great way to come out and spend a fun evening dancing and listening to really great music.
That's Greensboro Music Center Director Jennifer Hance. The Opus Concert Series is brought to you free of charge by the Music Center and City Arts of the Greensboro Parks and Recreation Department. You'll find links to the complete Opus performance calendar at wfdd.org/triadarts. The next concert is Thursday night, December 6th at 7 o'clock in War Memorial Auditorium, 1921 West Lee Street in Greensboro, with the Greensboro Oratorio Singers and a performance of Handel's Messiah. Jay Lambeth conducts. Admission is free and donations are appreciated. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.